ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पादृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमेड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। Today we will see the summary of the fourth chapter. It's a beautiful and unique chapter. This fourth chapter can be classified into three portions. Three main topics are dealt in this chapter. One topic is Avatara Tattvam. What is the definition of Avatara? What is the purpose of Avatara? In what way Avatara's help in our spiritual life, all those details are dealt in this Avatara Tattva. Second topic is Jnana Karma Sanyasaha. It's a main topic of this chapter. Because of this topic only, the very chapter is named as Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yogaha. Third one is Jnana Sadhanani Phalanicha. How to gain this knowledge? What is the benefit of gaining this knowledge? Is the third topic. Bhagavan begins this chapter with Gita Mahima. In the third chapter, Arjuna asked, Jayasi Chet Karmanaste Mata Buddhir Janardana Tatkim Karmani Ghore Mam Niyojayasi Keshava. If knowledge is going to give freedom to me directly, why you are asking me to perform actions, duties? That was the question. Bhagavan elaborately answered that. Then after answering, he just glorifies the teaching, Vedantic teaching. So first shloka to third shloka, he glorifies this teaching, telling that it is the commentary of entire Vedic teaching. It is not his kapola kalpitam. Gita is not his own teaching. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan aham avyayam vivasvan manave praha manuhu ikshvakave abravit. Like that, he says that guru shishya parampara. In the beginning, I gave this knowledge to vivasvan Surya Bhagavan, and Surya Bhagavan gave to his son Manu. Like that he goes on describing to show that it is a time-tested wisdom. Arjuna, I am not using you as a guinea pig to verify my own ideas through your life. So it is a time-tested wisdom. Therefore, you can depend upon that for your freedom, emotional independency. You can depend upon this wisdom. So while telling that, he told, Sayevayam ayadhyadhyab yoga prokta puratanaha bhaktosi sakacha iti. Since you are my bhakta, since you are my friend, I have chosen you to give this Vedantic wisdom. Even though I am with you last 70 years, none of you fellows have asked this. But my very purpose of Avatara is, one of the purpose of Avatara is what? I have to give back that Vedic teaching. And I am waiting, waiting, waiting. Nobody is interested. So I myself have created an atmosphere wherein I made you to ask. Eshreyasyan nishchitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shatimam tvam prapannam. Please tell the highest Shreyas. So I have given you because you are my devotee and my friend. When Bhagavan told that the same teaching I told to Surya Bhagavan. Naturally, one question comes. Krishna, you are my same age. We are same age. So, how can you say that you taught to Surya Bhagavan? Naturally, Bhagavan had to explain. That explanation is called Avatara Tattvam. It's a unique teaching. In Gita, we don't find anywhere else this is talked. Avatara means special manifestation of the Lord. Even though according to Vedanta, according to Upanishad, entire creation is nothing but the manifestation of the Lord. Every atom in the creation, Panchabhutas in the creation, living being in the creation, Abrahma Stambha Paryantam, beginning from Brahmaji up to the insect. Everything is Bhagavan's manifestation only, but human mind fails to understand this, fails to recognize this fact, and when it wants a special manifestation, when it prays to the special manifestation, Bhagavan takes a particular form with a particular motive in order to fulfill the desire of the entire humanity. Samashti Prarabdha we call it. So avataras are different from ordinary jivas in three aspects. One aspect is karana bhedaha. From the standpoint of cause, why Bhagavan takes that human form or any particular form? Karana bhedaha. What is the karanam for our birth? Jiva's janma, what is the karanam? Ajnanam. Because of ignorance, jiva accumulates karma phalam, punya and papa, and punya and papa determines the type of the birth. And because of that ajnanam only, desires also are there. To fulfill those desires, the jiva comes. But whereas, in the case of Bhagavan, he takes particular manifestation due to sarvajnyatvam. Jiva's birth is due to ajnanam. Ishvara's birth is due to sarvajnyatvam. Being the master of the creation, being the sustainer of the creation, he has to maintain the creation. In maintaining the creation, he has to know which part of creation is in trouble. Like maintenance engineer. So he should know which screw is little bit loose. So whenever he finds the mechanism is just disturbed, then naturally he has to come and correct it. To come and correct it, he should know that that mechanism is disturbed. So sarvajnyatvam is the cause. And the sarvajnyatvam accompanied by compassion is the cause. So jiva's birth is a fall. Kshine punye martya lokam vishanti is a fall. Helplessly people get a body. But Bhagavan's birth is not a fall, it is a descendance. Like a person who fell inside the well. When he is not able to get up, come out, naturally one who knows how to get in and come out and how to bring that fellow who has already fallen. So Bhagavan also goes to the well only, samsara kupa it is called, but it is a willful descendants to help humanity. From the standpoint of swarupa bheda, nature of avatara and the jiva. Jiva is baddha swarupaha. He is in bondage. He is a slave for his own whims and fancies, his own desires, his own sense organs, his own mind, his own karma phala. He is a slave. Whereas Bhagavan is nitya mukta swarupaha. Even though he is also having body, but he is not slave of the body-mind complex. It is like criminal is surrounded by police and the president of the country is surrounded by police. Difference, you know, both are surrounded by police, but criminal is the slave of the security force. President of the nation is the master of the security force. Similarly, both are appear to be surrounded by body mind complex, but Bhagavan is the master, Jiva is a slave. Another differentiation is Jiva's shariram comes out of panchabhutas, therefore it is called panchabhautikam. If you go to scientists, they will tell his body is nothing but a 5 elements. Prithivi is there, mud is there inside the body. For some people, in head also mud is there, majority. And water is there, and fire, all the aspects of the panchabhutas are there. Therefore, it is called, Jiva's body is called panchabhautika shariram. Whereas Bhagavan's body is called mayikam shariram. Mayikam shariram means it doesn't require a particular womb to come out. From the pillar also, Bhagavan can manifest. Even if he seems to come out of some mother's womb, like a Devaki, but suddenly he can disappear, he can take 10,000 forms. In Krishna's life, he come across, he takes 10,000 forms when he was going to marry the Rajaputris. He has relieved 10,000 Rajaputris who were under the control of Shishupala. So after that, everyone wanted to marry Krishna. Bhagavan gave appointment to all the parents of the daughter, the daughters who were released by Krishna. So they told to their parents, no, if at all we have to marry Krishna only, because nobody will marry us. Already somebody has taken us a captive. So everybody came and complained. You could have allowed them to die there itself. Why you have released them from their bondage, from Shishupala? Then Bhagavan asked, what should I do, you tell? I went to help all of you. The very helping became no problem. So what should I do? No, you should marry. How many? 10,000, you imagine. So everybody came and insisted Bhagavan to marry. Bhagavan also agreed. For all of them, he gave same muhurta, same place. See, one marriage means at least 10 people is necessary. One vadyar, that is a priest, must be there. Then two people, meda. And then at least one cook must be there. At least 10 people must be there. And 10,000 into 10, how many? 1 lakh. He himself was the bridegroom. He himself was the cook. He himself was medakara. Everything he became. Can we hope? Will our body will become like this? No. That is called mayikam shariram. Bhagavan's body is called mayikam shariram. In Rasalila, we find suddenly he appears in front of each Gopika. One Krishna. Suddenly appears, suddenly he disappears. And the husbands of all the Gopikas who came here to have Rasalila with Bhagavan, they were not missing their wives. Bhagavan himself became their wives. And in another place, when Brahmaji has taken all the cowherd boys and animals and cattle, Bhagavan himself became animals and cowherd boys. So all these are all possible because it is mayikam shariram. Maya manushya veshaha, they call it. Therefore he is the master of maya, whereas jiva is slave of maya. Then third aspect differentiation is uddeshya bhedaha. Jiva comes to this world with a particular body in order to exhaust his prarabdha karma, punya papa karma, by going through various situations in life, by going through sukha and dukkha. Jiva comes to exhaust prarabdha karma. Along with that, certain intelligent jivas try to get atma jnanam. So what is the purpose of this life? Forced purpose is exhaustion of prarabdha karma. You don't have any choice. But you have choice in one thing. In order to gain this ఆత్మజ్ఞానం యూ క్యాన్ యూజ్ ఆల్ దీస్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్ టు గెట్ వైరాగ్యం. వేరేస్ భగవాన్స్ కేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ టు గో త్రూ ప్రారంభ కర్మ, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ సంస్థాపనార్థం, ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ది ధర్మ ఇన్ ది సొసైటీ, ఇన్ ది హ్యుమానిటీ. ధర్మ సంస్థాపనార్థం మీన్స్ హౌ యూ విల్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ధర్మ, బై ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ది ధార్మికాస్ యూ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ధర్మ ఇన్ ది సొసైటీ. పరిత్రాణాయ సాధూనా వినాశాయ చ దుష్కృతం. సాధు పరిత్రాణం ఈస్ ద మెయిన్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ అవతార. హౌ యూ ప్రొటెక్ట్ సాధుస్? దెర్ ఆర్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ సాధుస్. వన్ టైప్ ఈజ్ బై ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ది శాస్త్రం. బై ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ది శాస్త్రం మీన్స్ బై ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ది ఏజ్ ఓల్డ్ వేద, బ్రింగింగ్ అవుట్ టు ది మోడర్న్ సొసైటీ ఆర్ ద సొసైటీ, కాంటెంపరీ సొసైటీ ఇన్ ది కాంటెంపరీ లాంగ్వేజ్. దట్స్ వాట్ నౌ గీత వి ఫైండ్ సేమ్ ఉపనిషదిక్ టీచింగ్ ఈస్ బ్రింగింగ్ అవుట్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ గీతా శాస్త్రం. సో శాస్త్ర రక్షణ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇన్ హిస్ లైఫ్. దెన్ బై శాస్త్ర రక్షణ హీ ప్రొటెక్ట్స్ ది సాధుస్. సాధుస్ మీన్స్ నాట్ సన్యాసిన్స్ ఆర్ మాంగ్స్ ఓన్లీ, హూఎవర్ ట్రైస్ టు లీడ్ ఏ నోబుల్ లైఫ్, ఏ క్వాలిటీ లైఫ్ ఇన్ విచ్ ద డైరెక్షన్ ఈస్ భగవాన్, ఇన్ విచ్ ద డైరెక్షన్ ఈస్ స్పిరిచువల్ పర్స్యూట్. అండ్ అనదర్ వే ఆఫ్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ది సాధుస్ ఈస్ సాధుస్ విల్ హ్యావ్ పెక్యూలియర్ డిజైర్స్. భగవాన్ షుడ్ కమ్ టు మై హౌస్, హీ షుడ్ ఈట్, హీ షుడ్ డాన్స్ విత్ మీ, హీ షుడ్ టాక్ విత్ మీ, లైక్ దట్ దే విల్ హ్యావ్ డిజైర్స్ ఇన్ దేర్ పూర్వ జన్మస్. సమ్ విల్ హ్యావ్ డిజైర్ దట్ భగవాన్ షుడ్ బి మై హస్బెండ్, భగవాన్ షుడ్ బి మై బ్రదర్, భగవాన్ షుడ్ బి మై సన్, లైక్ దట్ ఆర్ డాటర్. సో హౌ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఆల్ దోస్ డిజైర్స్? భగవాన్ విల్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ బై హిస్ లీలా. దట్స్ వై వి ఫైండ్ వేరియస్ లీలాస్ హీ పెర్ఫార్మ్స్. వెన్ సంబడి వాంట్స్ టు సర్వ్ లార్డ్ అండ్ హీ ప్రేస్, ఓ లార్డ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సర్వ్ యూ, ప్లీజ్ టేక్ ఎ బర్త్. అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ సమ్ రిషీస్, దే నో వాట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యాపన్ ఆఫ్టర్ 1000 years ఆర్ 2000 years ఆర్ 1 lakh years. అడ్వాన్స్లీ దే విల్ గివ్ వన్ శాప. అహల్యా వాజ్ మేడ్ భ్రష్ట, షీ బికేమ్ ఫాలన్ ఉమెన్. హర్ హస్బెండ్ టోల్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఇన్ కృతయుగ, సత్యయుగ. అండ్ హీ టోల్డ్ ఇన్ త్రేతాయుగ రామా విల్ కమ్, భగవాన్ విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ రామా. అండ్ వెన్ యూ మీట్ హిమ్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ఉద్ధారణ. So to give Ahalya Uddharana, Bhagavan has to take birth in the form of Rama. And there are some people who were in Sri Lanka, one Rakshasi was there. When Hanumanji gave a slap, then Rakshasi told, "Aha ha, now my Uddharana happened." Then Hanumanji asked, "What happened?" Lankini her name. Brahmaji told, "Bhagavan will take in the form of Rama. Then for him there will be a Ramadasa Hanuman and Sita will be kidnapped by the Ravana. Then you will be slapped by that Hanuman Ramadasa, like that all the story." See, to give you a slap, poor Bhagavan has to leave his wife. And poor Bhagavan has to roam in forest 14 years, 13 years. All these are all peculiar desires or shapa, something, so many things are connected. That's why Sarvajnyatva is the karana. He should know which link is connected where. So he has to fulfill, even though one particular 13 years he could have spent nicely in forest, relaxly, without any contact, in meditation or samadhi. That capacity he had. But poor Rama has to roam here and there, meeting everyone, getting scolding from everyone, beating everyone. 14,000 Rakshasas, one hour he finished. Because they are all waiting for injection, called his arrow, Rama Bhana, they are waiting. So all these karmas he has to connect. And Ravana of course is waiting, because Ravana is the incarnation of what? That Dwarapalaka. So all these things he has to keep in mind. So they call it Leela Vaibhavam. Understand? Ours is what? Shoka Vaibhavam. We also connect with every people. So many people are connected. We don't know what type of spouse is going to come. We don't know what type of parent we are going to get. Nothing jivas knows. ఆల్ ఆర్ కనెక్టెడ్ ఓన్లీ, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏ శోక వైభవం. భగవాన్స్ ఉద్దేశ ఈస్ లీలా వైభవం. సో హీ సేస్ దట్ పరిత్రాణాయ సాధూనాం వినాశాయ చ దుష్కృతాం ధర్మ సంస్థాపనార్థాయ. ద మెయిన్ పర్పస్ ఇస్ ధర్మ షుడ్ బి ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్. ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ధర్మ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ది సాధుస్. ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ది సాధుస్ ఇఫ్ నెసెసరీ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ అబ్స్టకల్ ఫార్ దిస్ ధర్మ సంస్థాపన. అండ్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ టూ వేస్, పర్మనెంట్ వండర్ఫుల్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ రాక్షసాస్ ఆర్ అసురాస్ ఈస్ టీచింగ్ దెమ్. దట్ ఈస్ అ పర్మనెంట్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్. యూ కన్వర్ట్ దట్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ టు ఎ నోబుల్ మ్యాన్. యూ కన్వర్ట్ ఎ క్రిమినల్ ఇన్ టు ఎ నోబుల్ మ్యాన్. దట్ ఈస్ ద పర్మనెంట్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది క్రిమినాలిటీ. బట్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఈస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ కన్వర్షన్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ ఫర్ భగవాన్ ఆల్సో టు కన్వర్ట్ ఆన్ దుర్యోధన ఆన్ రావణ. దే ఆర్ నాట్ రెడీ టు గెట్ చేంజ్ ఇన్ దేర్ వేస్ ఆఫ్ థింకింగ్ అండ్ ఇన్ దేర్ వేస్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ టు రిమూవ్ దెమ్ ఫిజికలీ. లైక్ ఏ డాక్టర్ ట్రైస్ టు ట్రీట్ ఏ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ క్యాన్సర్ ఈ ట్రైస్ టు ట్రీట్. వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? యూ హ్యావ్ టు యాంప్యుటేట్, అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ విల్ స్పాయిల్ ది ఎంటైర్ మెకానిజం. సిమిలర్లీ భగవాన్ ఆల్సో అసురా డెక్టమీ దే కాల్ ఇట్, హీ డస్ ఎ డెక్టమీ, హీ రిమూవ్స్ దట్ ఫెలో ఫిజికలీ. బట్ దట్ ఫెలో అగైన్ హీ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ అనదర్ ఫార్మ్. దట్స్ వై ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ పర్మనెంట్. దుష్టానాం వినాశః పర్మనెంట్ వినాశః ఇస్ బై టీచింగ్. వన్ ఆర్ టూ పీపుల్ ట్రైస్ టు గెట్ చేంజ్ అండ్ దే కమ్ అవుట్, బట్ మెజారిటీ డోంట్ గెట్ కన్వర్టెడ్. Therefore, Bhagavan has to remove them. In Paritranaya Sadhunam also, two ways. One is, by living the life of value as a model person, he inspires everyone who tries to live a good life. He follows all the values of life, and then by his personal example, he inspires the entire humanity to lead a good life. And not only that, by reasserting or bringing the age-old teaching in the form of teaching to the humanity, he establishes the, he protects the sadhus. And how he punishes the dushtas? One punishment is a conversion, another punishment is what? Removal physically. But when all this he was doing, Bhagavan says, even though I happen to be crying for a man like Rama, Rama Avatara full of cry only. In one place Ramji say, nobody in the humanity a papi like me, he says. If Bhagavan Rama is papi, what to talk about our condition? He says, I am the papakruttamaha. What papa I did, I don't know. Lakshmana, one after the another, things are coming. So he cries, especially when Sitaji was carried away by the Asura Ravana. So he goes to, he appears to be a mad person, goes to a tree and asks, did you see my Sita? Go to a river and ask, did you see my Sita? We are very matured in that condition. We will go to police station and we will ask whether you have seen my spouse or not. So he appears to be very much in trouble. So all these things don't affect him. He says, Ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishwaropisan prakritin swam adhishtaya sambhavami ఆత్మమాయయా సంభవామి. దట్ మీన్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రీ ప్లాన్డ్ డ్రామా ఫ్రమ్ ది వన్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ. ఈవెన్ దో ఐ ఆమ్ అపియర్ టు బి క్రయింగ్, ఐ డోంట్ క్రై. లైక్ ఎన్ యాక్టర్ హూ ప్లేస్ ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ రోల్ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ, ఐ డూ దట్ రోల్. ఎక్స్టర్నలీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ సేమ్, బట్ ఇంటర్నలీ ఐ హ్యావ్ దట్ విజ్డమ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ నిత్యముక్త స్వరూప. అజోపిసన్ అజహ, ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ బర్త్. భూతానాం ఈశ్వరోపిసన్, ఐ ఆమ్ ది మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్. టు కిల్ అసురా ఐ నీడ్ నాట్ కమ్ డౌన్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్. ఇఫ్ ఐ సిట్ అండ్ థింక్ ఇట్ లెట్ దిస్ అసురా గో అవే ఇస్ ఇనఫ్, వానిష్. సత్య సంకల్ప, వాట్ ఎవర్ భగవాన్ థింగ్స్ విల్ బి ట్రూత్. సో ఐ నీడ్ నాట్ కమ్ టు కిల్ సర్టన్ అసురా, బట్ ఐ కమ్ బికాస్ దిస్ డివోటీస్ హ్యావ్ ఎన్స్లేవ్డ్ మీ. By their love, they enslaved me. So
They cannot come to my level, so I have to come from my level to their level and act. But while coming also, I am not in bondage. Now the question comes, how to find out that so and so is avatara? Because now every town has one avatara. Kalki avatara, this avatara, that avatara. Everybody has a freedom of speech. So everyone says so and so is avatara, so and so is avatara, like that. And Bhagavan also says, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Whenever adharma overpowers the dharma, that time I come. We don't know how adharma has overpowered or whether overpowered or not, nothing we know. So bhaktas, they point out their own teacher or their own guru as avatara. So how to find out that so and so is an avatara? Shastra is very clear in telling there is no external science. You cannot prove anyone as avatara, at the same time you cannot disprove that he is not avatara. So it is up to us. It is up to us to take someone as avatara or not. And you cannot say that he has miraculous powers, therefore he is avatara. Krishna lifted Govardhana, therefore he is avatara, you cannot say. Ravana lifted Himalayas, Krishna Zena, Sumya Govardhana, one small boulder. Ravana lifted Himalayas. So you cannot say Krishna flew in a Garuda. Ravana also flew in a Pushpaka Vimana. So nothing is there as an external criterion, mind you. So therefore, what is the teaching? Don't fight. My Jesus alone, they say, na? Prophet alone, they say. And in our Hindu religion also, Krishna alone. That alone should be avoided. If at all anybody wants that so-and-so is avatara, means first criterion is, he will not contradict Vedic and Vedantic teaching in his life and teachings. If anybody you call him avatara, never try to put him above the Veda. If you put above the Veda or confronting the Vedic teaching, then he loses that avatara status. Because what is the cause? In order to establish dharma, he comes. So dharma is in Vedic teaching. If you say that he is avatara, he cannot contradict the Vedic teaching. What is that Vedic teaching? Veda has only one teaching. What it is? Tad tvam asi. You are infinite. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Hey, my dear devotee, I am you. To tell this only Bhagavan comes. No other purpose for Bhagavan to manifest. So he can never contradict the Vedic teaching or Vedantic teaching. If at all we find there are some statements, stray statements, which appear to contradict the basic Vedic teaching, we have to interpret in such a way that it doesn't contradict. In Gita itself, karma naiva hi samsiddhim astita janakatayha, Bhagavan says. By karma yoga alone, people get moksha, he says. It is just opposite to the Vedantic teaching. You go to any translation, they will tell there are four paths are there and one path is karma yoga path. Here that karma yoga path is glorified by telling the word karma naiva hi samsiddhi. It is just opposite to the Vedantic teaching. Vedanta never accepts that there are four paths, there are many paths. Only one path, there are many stages. A person has to go through all the stages. Finally, he has to understand that he is the Nitya Muktaha, already free. There is no other possibility of freedom from the Vedantic standpoint. And you cannot say, okay, you take Vedantic standpoint, I will take another standpoint. You cannot say that also, because there is no possibility of another standpoint. It doesn't stand the logical analysis. So entire analysis of Vedanta is very simple. Either you are free here and now, or you can never be free anywhere at any time. So that is the teaching. If you find that there are some stray statements which appear to contradict, because in Veda itself there are seemingly contradictory statements. In one place he says go for marriage, another place na karmana na prajaya dhane na tyage naike amrutat. So contradiction. In one place it glorifies the grihastha ashrama, in another place he says sannyasa is the great. Like that, so many things are there. Our acharyas fortunately have brought out every idea in the scripture and they have reconciled, then they have given the proper meaning. And whether you be a Dvaitin or Vishishtadvaitin or Advaitin, whatever you may be, you can never say that you are different from the Lord. Dvaitin say that I am the product of the Lord. Madhvacharya says Jiva is the product of the Lord. So product is not different from the cause. Understand? Product can never be different from the cause. And Vishishtadvaitin Ramanujacharya says Jiva is the part of the Lord. Part also not different from the whole. Advaitin says you are Lord. So in any way you cannot disconnect yourself from the Lord. That is why Amrutasya Putra Vedanta says. Understand? So no avatara can contradict the Vedic and Vedantic teachings. They can reinterpret those teachings, they can enhance the meaning of those teachings, but they can never contradict the main basic teaching, which happened to be Tad Tvam Asi. So that's the one sign whether he is avatara or not. Second sign is, in his lifetime itself, great spiritual giants will bow down to him. There will be great spiritual giants, but their head will be under the feet of these avataras. You take Bhagavan Sri Ram Krishna and Swami Vivekananda. Lot of the Westerners wondered how this man can be a disciple, how Swami Vivekananda can be a disciple of an illiterate person called Sri Ram Krishna. And this disciple says that my guru is none other than the avatara himself. In one step he go ahead also, avatara varishthaya, like that also he said. So they asked, Swami, you are so intelligent and very spiritual, but we don't find all these things in your guru. Swamiji says, fools cannot understand him. Simple truth. Fools cannot understand him. A stature, Swami Vivekananda type of people, just bow down to an ordinary illiterate person, seemingly who don't know even how to write his name. Shastrajnas, Vyasacharya, will bow down to Bhagavan Krishna. In so many places, in Mahabharatam and Bhagavatam, Vyasacharya meets, especially Mahabharatam, Vyasacharya meets Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna, so many places. Whenever he meets, so Bhagavan Krishna bows down to Vyasacharya, because elder, Rishi, he is a Kshatriya and a small boy also. Whenever he bows down to everyone, Vyasacharya will give blessing. When Krishna bows down, he will ask for blessing. Understand? A jnani like a Vyasacharya was sitting in the Yudhishthira's Sabha. Yudhishthira's Sabha, that Ashwamedha Yaga over, Rajasuya Yaga over, that time, to whom first respect should be given? Bhishmacharya says, neither for me nor for Vyasacharya, but for one entity because of whom entire creation is shining, for that entity it should be given. Where is that entity? Who is that entity? That entity is washing the feet of a guest sadhus. Shoekeeper duty was given to that entity for Bhagavan Krishna. Elli elli elliyava elliyava kari kari ni helutare alli hogi shoe stand le nilkondo sadhu seva maatkondiddane. So entire spiritual giants, that gamut of sadhu community will bow down in every avatara. That is the one sign. That's why when Kunti Devi worships Bhagavan, when Bhagavan protected Parikshit, when Ashwatthama gave a Brahmastra, that time Bhagavan went inside the womb of the mother and protected Parikshit, That time Kunti comes and, hey Krishna, hey Madhava, Ananta, like that she goes on, worships. Then Bhagavan asks, auntie, so many years, you are calling me, you never called like this, hey Bhagavan, why suddenly what happened, how you know that I am Bhagavan? What she says, you know, I don't know, I am illiterate. For me, Pramanam is Vyasa Vakyam, Bhishma Vakyam, Drona Vakyam. Understand? So, Pramana is Sadhu Vakyam is the Pramanam, Apta Vakya, it is called. Somebody who has that capacity to verify that metal, and after verifying that metal, they have branded it as gold. Now, yen madtivi? Sumne hogi purchase madi itkolti. Correct? We don't see whether it is 24 carat, 22 carat. Do we see? And our measurement it kondu hogtira? Illa. You accept somebody's judgment. And the person who gives judgment should be an expert in that field. Understand? Brinjal seller says that this stone is a diamond. Will you accept? But diamond seller, if he says, he naturally will accept. Similarly, spiritual jains, rishis and sadhus and mahatmas will declare one individual in his lifetime itself as a avataram. And there also it is contradictory. When Krishna was declared as avataram, Shakuni Mama, Duryodhana and all are, they are criticizing them as what? Psychophants. They are criticizing Vyasacharya and Bhishmacharya as psychophants of Krishna. They were simply captivated by his magical power, like that they criticize. So there is no external sign at all for establishing that so and so individual is Bhagavan. And Shastra says, there is no problem. You consider everyone as Bhagavan safely. Everyone is Bhagavan. Your husband also may be Bhagavan, your wife also may be Bhagavan, your children also may be Bhagavan. Why may be Bhagavan? He is Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan, she is Bhagavan. Because nothing is away from the Lord. Yedo va imani bhutani jayante ye na jatani jivanti yat prayanti abhisam vishanti iti. So, there is no harm in considering someone as the great person or incarnation of the Lord. One warning, don't try to establish your idea in another community. It will create problems. No form in the creation can be accepted universally. However glorious that form may be, however glorious that person may be, no individual in the humanity can be a model for entire humanity. One culture, Jesus may be model, another culture, Rama may be model, another culture, Krishna may be model, another culture, Ramakrishna may be model. But never try to impose that your understanding and your ishta is the ishta for everyone. That's what other people do. That we should never do. But we have every right to consider our own ishta according to our understanding as avatara. And according to Shastra, everyone is the manifestation of the Lord. And Guru is a special manifestation of the Lord. And if you are a fortunate person, when avatara comes, Ishvara, avatara comes, if you are a contemporary, you can go for it. But it is very, very difficult to find out who is a avatara in that sense. Now, what is the use of this knowing avatara? Bhagavan says, avatara tattva jnanam leads to moksha. He says. Once you understand the tattva jnanam, who is that person in reality, if you understand, it leads you to moksha. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tektva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. Yaha evam tattvataha veti saha mam yeti. One who knows me in reality, that word is very, very important. Tattvataha yaha veti, in reality, one who knows me, saha mam yeti, he attains me. How can it be? If I know one bacteria, in reality, will I become bacteria? If I know one particular medicine, in reality, will I become medicine? No. Why? Because I am different from that. Therefore, by knowing, I cannot become. Here Bhagavan says, you know me, you will become me. That means what? I am you already. I am you already. This is one of the important shloka, Advaitike shloka. Yaha mam veti tattvataha saha mam yeti. What is that avatara tattva? Content of avatara is chaitanyam. External vesha is drama. All glories, karana beda, uddesha beda, all these are all only container, not the content. Content is Nitya Mukta Shuddha Buddha, Chaitanya Sarupam, Akhanda Sarupam, Ananda Sarupam. What about us? Container is Shoka Sarupam, Baddha Sarupam, Karma Bhokta Sarupam. But content is what? Same Chaitanya Sarupam. Therefore, avatara's tattva is equal to jiva's tattva. One who knows that, naturally, difference is in the, from the standpoint of container, body-mind complex, not from the standpoint of substance. So, saguna avatara is certainly different from saguna jiva, from the saguna standpoint, property standpoint. Bhagavan avatara is greater, far, far, far greater than the ordinary human being. But nirguna avatara and nirguna jiva is same. Akarta, abhokta, shuddha chaitanyam. One who knows this fact, he is free from all this samsara. And Bhagavan says, so many people have understood me and they got a moksha. It is not a new one. I have taken so many avataras, so many people have understood me, then they got moksha. Then you may ask, okay, how you say so many people attain, why not all people don't attain you? Bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magataha vitaraga bhayakrodha manmaya mam upashita bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magataha. Bahavo is a so many people. Then Arjuna might ask, why so many people you say, why not all the people don't attain you? Bhagavan says, it is the privilege of the humanity. Human being can reject me outright. Human being can reject me outright. Human being can postpone me outright. Namala ade madtivi. When Bhagavan comes and asks, what do you want? We will never ask that. I want you. I want this knowledge. Even if Bhagavan wants to give, we will tell, daughter's marriage is there, son's marriage is there, grandson's upanayana is there. So many reasons will come. You give Bhagavan, I will keep it. When my old age, when I am not able to eat properly, when my body gives trouble, that time I use this knowledge. So human being can postpone this knowledge, can postpone spiritual life, or can reject outright. And I am the kalpataru swabhavaha, ye yatha mam prapadyante, tamstathaiva bhajamyaham. If he is a arthi, if he has a lot of problems and comes in front of me, I try to be anatharakshakaha, apad bandavaha. And if he is artharthi, wanting a money, I became kupera. And if he is a jignyasu, I become guruhu. And if he is a jnani, I become his own self. So whoever approaches me, in whatever way, I reciprocate their devotion. I am not cause for their bondage. Their thinking, mind, which has the privilege to reject me, is the cause for bondage. Even though people are not interested in this spiritual path, now and then I try to inspire them through Guru Shishya Parampara, Sadhu Parampara. When nothing helps, I myself come. So this is called Avatara Tattvam. Then second chapter, second topic of this chapter is Jnana Karma Sanyasaha. Jnanena karma sanyasaha. Everyone wants to be free, correct? That's why weekends means what? Both children also are free, parents also try to be very happy. Schools you go, once bell is given, one sound will come, a sound of joy, a sound of freedom, a sound of merriment. You just enjoy that. Why? Because I am not able to withstand certain rules and regulations. In every living being, this search for freedom is very, very inner urge, very, very strong urge. Even birds don't accept you to put them in the cave. Even animals don't accept you to put them inside the zoo. So in that way, everybody is interested in freedom, and that freedom can never happen at the physical level. Bhagavan wants to say, as long as you live, you have to do certain duties and actions, and you will have some certain responsibilities. So never try to be free from responsibilities physically. But while performing those responsibilities, you can be free if you have this knowledge. Therefore, jnanena karma sannyasaha. Everyone wants karma sannyasa only. Without job, everybody wants a salary. Without doing any action, mothers want food should be cooked, and fathers want food should be served. Children want them to be put in the mouth. So everybody wants a sort of a cozy, lazy life. Bhagavan says, physical level it is not possible. Freedom from duties at the physical level never possible. But if you have this knowledge, what is that knowledge? I am the all-pervasive consciousness. Being all-pervasive, I cannot move. Being immovable, I cannot do any action. I am the witness of all action. I am neither karta nor bhokta. This is called atmajnanam. Asangaha I am. Like an actor who considers, while begging, he considers he is not a beggar. Correct? Actor who has signed an agreement and acts as a beggar, he learns all the nuances of the beggarliness. While acting, he gets beating also, and he pretends to be crying also. When he comes back to his green room, he congratulates himself, "Sabash, you have acted nicely." So there is a distance in his mind between himself and the role played. That distance is what? In the form of cognition. It is called cognition distance. Distance, cognition wise, understanding wise. If a person has this understanding, I am the all-pervasive entity, a conscious entity, I cannot do any action. Whatever action is going on, guna guneshu vartante iti matva na sajjate. It is like you are living in a house. As a house owner, you are living in a house and some problem has come, you have sold the house. After selling the house also, you live in the same house. One day before, what is your idea? One day after, what will be your idea? Transaction happened at the signature level. Before selling it, you consider yourself as owner. After selling it, what? You are the tenant. You live there only. You continue to do same thing. But transaction happened in registration office. So your attitude towards that particular possession is changed. Similarly, jnani, before gaining knowledge also, he uses this body-mind complex, but due to ignorance, he considers, I am the owner of this body. Once he gets this knowledge, he considers, I have nothing to do with this body. I have no connection with the body. Therefore, yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjitaha jnanagni dagda karmanam tamahu panditam buddha. They have simply destroyed all the karma. Then tektva karma phala sangam nitya tripto nirashayaha karmanya bhipravrittopi naiva kinjit karoti saha abhipravrittaha karmani api naiva kinjit. Even though he is violently active, still he doesn't do anything. That's what we find in great Mahatma's life. They established mathas, wrote commentaries, spoke to thousands of people. Then you ask them, you have done all these things, they'll tell. Swamiji says, Sri Ramakrishna has done that, or Bhagavan has done that, like that. So this is a change in the vision of oneself and about the world. That is the benefit of this knowledge. The knowledge is, I am different from body mind complex. I am consciousness. In me, all bodies, all minds, terrorist bodies also in me only. Terrorist mind also is sustained by me only, but I am asangaha, not affected by any type of body, arrival of body or departure of body. So he is a free person. There are beautiful shlokas are there. In that portion, Bhagavan says, nothing affects him. గతసంగస్య ముక్తస్య జ్ఞానావస్థిత చేతసః యజ్ఞాయాచరత కర్మ సమగ్రం ప్రవిలీయతే బ్రహ్మార్పణం బ్రహ్మావిహి బ్రహ్మాగ్నో బ్రహ్మణాహుతం బ్రహ్మైవ తేన గంతవ్యం బ్రహ్మ కర్మ సమాధిన. వెన్ఎవర్ యు ఈట్ ప్లీజ్ చాంట్ ది శ్లోక, వెన్ఎవర్ యు చాంట్ ది శ్లోక ప్లీజ్ రిమెంబర్ ది జ్ఞాని. నౌ హట్ హ్యాపెన్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది జ్ఞాని స్టోల్డ్ ఇన్ దట్ శ్లోక, దట్ వెన్ఎవర్ శ్లోక ఇస్ నౌ చాంటెడ్ పీపుల్ రిమెంబర్ ఫుడ్. ఆపోజిట్, they want you to remember the knowledge and the Bhagavan and the Jnani during food also, but now it is just opposite. During chanting itself people say that it is food shloka, that should not be there. Then third topic is jnana sadhanani. Bhagavan glorifies varieties of sadhana, spiritual sadhanas, daiva yajna, dama yajna, shama yajna, dana yajna, tapo yajna, yoga yajna, swadhyaya yajna, varieties of spiritual practice. Sense control is spiritual practice, mind control is spiritual practice, studying the scripture is a spiritual practice, then giving charity also is a spiritual practice, tapas, fasting, anything you do taking that higher direction, ordinary mundane work, even eating also is a spiritual practice, Bhagavan says. So you can convert every day to day life into a spiritual practice only if you keep that idea that it is yajna, yajna bhavena kartavyam, it is an offering to the Lord, and they will give maturity, chitta shuddhi. Finally all types of action, spiritual practices will end in knowledge. Sarvam karma akilam partha jnane parisamapyate. If all these spiritual practices don't allow you to come back to the Lord, come back to the spirituality, come back to the knowledge, then Bhagavan says it is a waste in Asura's life. That's what we find. Ravana did 10,000 years of tapas without eating, without sitting and sleeping, standing in one leg, raising both the hands, telling the Lord's name only. Tapas. You imagine, 10 minutes he cannot stand. But he became Asura. Why? Because there is no direction. Higher direction was not there. So it will be a curse. So everything, small, small thing, whatever you do, when you give some 10 rupees for a poor man, Krishna, you have come in this form. Just to have a imagination. In imagination, nobody, extra money is not going to go. Correct? So why you are afraid of considering him as Krishna? That way, every action in our life, day-to-day action in our life, should be given that direction. Then, what is the sakshat jnana karanam? Tadviddhi pranipadena pariprashena sevaya upateshyantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. Go with all humility to a person who knew this knowledge, for whom this knowledge is a fact of life, for which sake he lives the entire life. Without any arrogance, go and ask with humility. That you should have certain qualities, mental qualities. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparasayatendriyaha jnanam labdhva param shantim achirena adhikachati. These two shlokas, very very important shloka. Each shloka I dealt I think 3 hours. Very very important. There we have dealt what is the meaning of shraddha, what is the meaning of guru, who can be a guru. And in this modern media ridden progressive society, so how you have to protect your spiritual life, where you can get the guidance. So all these things are dealt in that shloka. Then what is the jnana phalam? Bhagavan told, moha nashaha evam yajnatva na punar moham evam na yasyati pandava. You will never have delusion in your life. Any situation you will be ready to face. One moment they may tell you that you are going to be a crowned king tomorrow, next day they will tell not only your crown is snatched away, your citizenship also is cancelled, go to forest. That time the person can respond in a very beautiful way, vidhimam rishibhistulyam kevalam dharmam ashritam. Mother, Rama says to Kaikeyi, don't think I am for artha and kama, I am for dharma. You can happily hold on. Then second one is papa nashaha apichetasi papebhyaha. Even if you are a Nobel Prize winner in sin, Bhagavan says this knowledge will free you. Then third one is sarva karma nashaha, all the papa karmas and punya karmas will be destroyed by this knowledge. Therefore, punarjanma is avoided. Then, yena bhutani asheshena drakshasi atha mayi. By this knowledge, you will never have a differentiation between you and other beings. Externally, you will be different only. As Sri Ramakrishna says, even though tiger is a Bhagavan, tiger also Bhagavan Narayana only, don't go and hug. Understand? So you will have all these things externally, whatever has to be taken care of. But internally, there will not be any division in your mind that I am different from so and so, and I am different from the Lord. Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate. Whenever you find that you are polluted, Bhagavan says, one thought you think that I am Atma, over. That moment you are Atma only. Whether you think or not, you are Atma only. You are Nitya Buddha Mukta Swarupaha only, you accept or not, or you understand or not, that is a fact. Sit in your prayer hall or sit in your chair and say that I am all pervasive Atma. But inside, your spouse should not hear. Inside your mind you have to tell this. Then immediately you are free from all types of that confusions. So, conclusion is, Guru Shastra Vakyesh Samshayam Teja. Never doubt the scripture. Revelations of the scripture, because it is Bhagavan's word. After doubting Bhagavan's word, there is no point in attaining that Bhagavan. Correct? Very base it shaken. So, Shastra Shraddha and Guru Shraddha is very, very important, and this knowledge is the way, and this is already with you. Only you have to go one step forward. Bhagavan says, therefore, Yogam Atishta. Finally ends Uttishta Bharata. Arjuna, you please get up. He was sitting, keeping the bow somewhere else. So he says, take your bow, Uttishta, and Yogam Atishta. Do your Swadharma, whatever it may be. Even killing can be your Swadharma. As a Kshatriya, now you are going to kill. Let it be. Externally, it is a most sinful action. But still, that can be converted as Yogam, as spiritual practice. By converting it, you will get Chitta Shuddhi. By gaining Chitta Shuddhi, you will naturally go for Atma Jnanam. By being a Jnani, you can be free, and it is a privilege and a birthright of every individual. Never say, these are all for only for monks, for rishis, for Mahatmas, our Allah melandu killed bandaru, our thai tandai Allah tumbo vallavaru. Nimke yaku gottu? How you know that your parents are not like that? How you know that you are not like that? So never put down yourself. Always try to hold this. This is a fact. Whether you accept, understand or not, or accept or not, you are already pure. You are already free. You are already himself. When repeatedly Vedanta asserts, what is the harm in trying to understand that? And without any expenditure. Adu mukhyam. Materialistic world, anything you tell with expenditure, they will not follow. Without any expenditure, it is told to you, you don't give any money to that teaching. And there are people who live this life with according to this conviction, and there are people who teach this conviction to the humanity. Approach them, try to develop your inner maturity, and with this vision and with this knowledge, you try to see the entire society and world, your day-to-day life, you will see certainly within 6 months some sort of change in your attitude. Everything will happen as usual. You will not react to them. That is the benefit of this knowledge. So, entire fourth chapter is summarized. Next class, we will see the fifth chapter. Actually, Gita is over. Bhagavan has done everything. Second chapter itself over. Since Arjuna asked a question in the third chapter, so it continued for two chapters. Now Arjuna is going to ask same age old question which he asked in third chapter. He is going to ask, what is the difference between when you say sannyasa is great, why you are asking me to yoga matishta? Again, same understanding problem. So Bhagavan will tell, as though it is a new subject, again 7 chapters will go with this one question. So that is the nature of teacher, compassionate teacher. Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.